Time for another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent with us, as always, and that would be Kathy Cacciola. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, JR, and good morning, everybody.
Halfway through February already. You got a month and a half if you want to make some changes.
Unbelievable.
How where's fast time going?
It is unbelievable.
We're on a
time
downward
flies
pool.
When you're having fun.
Oh, jeez. Okay. But people are still calling you.
They are. There's a lot of folks who have gone to the doctor, or they've gotten a letter in the mail, mm-hmm. you know, from their primary care doctor saying that they're going to drop this insurance or drop that insurance or something on that line. Or they've tried to use their insurance, or there was something that they didn't like about it, or there's different reasons for everybody. But from now until the end of March, you have like a free pass. You can make one change and change to a plan, the Medicare Advantage plan, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, sort of a like-to-like change.
Right.
You can go ahead and make that change. So now's the time to do it. Otherwise, once you get to the end of March, then you're kind of locked in. Unless you have a special election period, like you moved or something like that, or you've changed addresses, you're locked in until October 15th when you can go ahead and make another change. But that won't be effective until January 1st.
Of 2026. So, yeah.
Of 2026.
If you're not sure, or like Kathy just said, if you're having issues where you're getting the stuff, the doctor, well, they dropped a plan, or you're not happy with what you have currently, don't wait. Get it taken care of ASAP. And you'll be able to do that again for another 6 weeks.
For another 6 weeks. Yeah, for example, we had a couple in the office yesterday, and they were very upset because they're trying to order their over-the-counter benefit using the systems that their plan has.
Okay.
And they couldn't make it work. So, and they wanted to change their plans. And so I said, why don't we just show you how to make it work? So we sat down with them and we set up a system so that they can go ahead and order them online and make that system work so they can order their stuff every month. They were happy as clams because if they had changed to a different plan.
Might not have had that benefit.
They wouldn't have had an over-the-counter benefit because a lot of the plans dropped that benefit and some reduced that benefit to a quarterly benefit.
Now, mine did that.
It was a monthly benefit, and
right.
They reduced it to a quarterly benefit.
I had to go and sign up, not say sign up, but they gave me a card that I have to call in to validate it.
You validate it, and then you can go to a retail outlet and go ahead and pick up your stuff.
Right. That worked out okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
If you're not sure about what you want, and like Kathy just said, these people are having a fit, kind of going, what happened?
Yeah, I don't want this plan anymore. I can't figure out how to do this. And we just, you know, patiently went through it and set them up so that they know how to do it now. Well, not only that, but one of them, the two of them, the lady was already scheduled for a surgical procedure. Now, understand, in an HMO, for especially, and a lot of the PPOs too, that approval process is lengthy. And if you've already got that approval process done for a procedure or a colonoscopy or a surgery, you don't want to interrupt that. Because
then
if you go ahead and switch
again.
Plans in the interim, like in the middle of this, after you've already gotten the authorizations
and
approvals in, then you got to start over. It's not worth doing. So I didn't want them to have to go through that. So I said, listen, we're just going to make this thing work. Because over-the-counter benefits, we can make that work.
Yeah,
getting your approvals for your procedure, yeah, that's going to be something that I don't think you need to go through.
Well, see, a lot of people don't understand that. And this is why Kathy's there to help, because a lot of it can be confusing, especially this year with the way changes have been made for the donut hole and et cetera. That has probably thrown some people off as well, hasn't it? Especially
yeah.
when they see all of a sudden they got everything's up front. It's all top heavy to start. And it's like, oh my gosh, I got to have all this kind of money. But then you sail in the rest of the year. Explain that to people if they're not sure.
Well, the Inflation Reduction Act that was written into law, it did a couple of things. One, eliminated the donut hole, which was a nightmare for a lot of people.
Oh, sure it was.
So what Medicare was doing was Medicare was taking the retail cost of that drug and putting it on your ledger. And once you reached like $3,500, I'm going to use an even number, then you went into the donut hole. In the donut hole, you had to pay 25% of that retail price. So if you were paying like $40 for a prescription and the retail price was $1,000, once you went in the donut hole, you were paying $250.
A pop.
Because that's 25% of $1,000.
Right. So, using that as a guide, correct. Go ahead.
As a guide.
Right.
So in January of 2025, that changed. Now, when you go to a pharmacy, you have to pay the deductible first. Now, Medicare sets that deductible every year. Mm-hmm. This year, that deductible is set at $590. Now, quite a few of the Medicare Advantage plans will pay that for you. Some do not.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Some do not pay it at all. Some do. And you just have to look and see what your particular plan does. So that very first time you go to the pharmacy, let's say in January, you're paying the retail price of that drug up to $590.
Wow.
That's a big bill in January.
Yeah.
Then once you reach $2,000, as you can, you know, do the math, you know, it won't take you long to get there in out of pocket because they don't use the retail price. They use what the out of pocket, which you pay. Once you reach that $2,000 threshold, and that also includes what the plan pays on your behalf,
okay,
then you pay nothing the remainder of the year.
So for the first couple of months,
it's a nightmare for people.
Oh yeah, well, yeah, especially when you gotta chunk it down that fast like
yeah.
that.
That's in January and in February. That's the calls I've had. Most of the calls, service calls I've had, is like, why would the pharmacy and it cost? They wanted $500 for this, and I tried to explain to them, you can set up a payment plan through your company that you have, your Advantage plan or your drug plan, if that's too much. And they'll spread it out for the year. But if you pay it, chances are it's going to drop drastically the next month and then drastically and drastically again until you're not paying anything at all.
Well, I get it for some people that are on certain incomes, et cetera. I get that. But it's a hit to start.
It really is. And it's been difficult for people to get a handle on. But vast majority of them, once they understood that that's not what's going to cost them every month when they went to the pharmacy.
Yeah.
And most people get 90-day supplies. So that January bill was
huge.
Most get 90-day supplies. But after that, then it dropped to literally very, very, very little. And part of this Inflation Reduction Act also took a lot of money out of Medicare. And so all of the health care plans out there really had to reduce benefits.
Yes, they did.
And what they reduced benefits in is ancillary benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Dental, vision, hearing, over-the-counter, food cards, et cetera, transportation, you name it, because they're not part of what Medicare covers. So Centers for Medicare Services say that a Medicare Advantage plan cannot cut anything that Medicare covers. They have to cover all those benefits.
Right.
Like doctor's office calls, emergency rooms, hospitals, et cetera. If they're going to cut anything, they have to cut in the area of ancillary benefits.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
Well,
now, we're hoping that they get money back this year. We're hearing through the grapevine that the money that was taken out of Medicare is going to be returned.
For next year?
For next year. That's what we're hearing. And if that's true, then you'll see some positive changes.
Well, I, again, let's wait for this administration to take hold of what's going to help out. And right now, after a few weeks, taking care of business. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. So
whirlwind.
And there's a whole lot on the plate. And I suspect that they will get to the Medicare portion of it eventually.
Well, let's put it this way, a lot quicker than anybody else would have done.
Exactly.
So I think they're going to giddy up soon. So, again, if you're not sure where you're sitting or if you do need to make a change or you just want some answers or if you've got questions to have Kathy help you out with, 727-735-2337, 727-735-2337. Make that call. Check out the website as well, kecinsuranceservices.com. You can send an email through the site to Kathy. But some way, shape, or form, get in touch, ask the questions, and trust me, if she can't find an answer, which is very rare, she will look for it, okay? So you need to, just to put your mind at ease if you're not sure, like Kathy said at the top of the program, some of these doctors are maybe dropping out, and it's kind of a rough time, but you might have to make that change to get taken care of. So
yeah, exactly.
You got 6 more weeks to try to figure that out.
6 more weeks. And I just wanted to tell a sort of a cautionary story because I've ran into this a couple of times. I had a couple in my office who are over the age of 65 and several years ago accepted a buyout from their company. Now, it's a very generous buyout. They agreed, the company that he worked for agreed to pay for their health care benefits up until, let's say, October of this year. So they've had like 3 years of, you know, free health care.
Oh, gosh.
Unfortunately, it was COBRA. That was the structure for which they paid for it. Now, they paid the entire bill under COBRA, But what happened was, is that because they're both over 65, COBRA is not considered credible by Medicare standards. So they have accrued a penalty for Part B because they didn't take Part B. They didn't have to. They really did have to. And somebody should have told them that, and nobody did, or they didn't inquire, whatever. But now they have to go to Social Security and get this all sorted out. They will have a penalty. There is no question about it.
Both of them will.
Both of them will.
So we're looking at what, a couple, 3 years worth?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. See?
For the remainder of their lives.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if you accept a buyout from your company, make sure that if you're over 65, that you also take Part B. That is crucial because you don't want to incur a penalty because the buyout probably they're going to keep you on their health care plan, but under COBRA.
Now, if they would have taken the Part B, the COBRA would have been okay.
Fine. That would have been fine.
As long as they did the Part B and
as
paid,
long as they had the
up,
Part B. Yes.
Now, they would obviously gotten billed for it every 3 months because they're in a different plan. Am I correct on that?
Would have gotten billed for it every 3 months because they would have chosen not to take Social Security yet. But as soon as they take Social Security, then it reverts to coming out of your Social Security automatically. Okay. But they took Social Security. So it would have come out of their Social Security.
Okay.
So that's, like I said, the cautionary tale because it's happened a few times. And of course, they're angry. They're angry because they thought Social Security should send out a letter saying that, you know, number one, COBRA's not credible by Medicare standards, neither is the VA. If you have either one of these two things, then you must take Medicare Part B when you turn 65, or you will accrue a penalty. Now, they're also going to have a penalty under D as well.
Prescription.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Because COBRA is still.
You know, like you said, they should have inquired. I get it. Social Security should make a point to let them know that. You know, instead of sitting there and making people, you know, look, think they're in, they're okay, they're fine, and they realize that they've been burned now for 3 years or so, or in any time frame, we got to be able to streamline this to be better for a lot of people. You have to understand a lot of people. Kathy, you've been doing this for a long time. You see some of these people are just blindsided because they never expected this.
They never expected it. And then when they finally decide, and the decision is triggered by the end of coverage that their company was paying.
Right.
That's when they started looking for answers, looking for a decision. I'm just asking folks. When you turn 65, even if you're going to continue to be covered under your employer, please reach out, get some information, make sure that you're making the right decisions. Because not under all circumstances will your penalty be waived because you have coverage. It depends on the coverage. It has to be an employer that employs more than 20 people.
Right.
It cannot be COBRA, and it cannot be VA, Veterans Medical Care. It has to, or even TRICARE. It cannot be. You got to have Part B as well.
Now, these people here with this buyout, they had regular coverage, but then when they got the buyout, they put them on a COBRA. Is that how that worked?
They put them on COBRA and paid for it.
Oh, gosh.
So,
but their Part B was missing.
But there was no...
And Part D was missing.
They didn't feel the need to get Part B because their plan under their buyout covered them at the same level as if they were employed.
They're in a world of mess right now, and they can't get out of that part.
I tried to enroll them under Part B electronically, but they put a flag. You know, Social Security puts a flag on their account and said, you cannot move forward. You must go in the office.
Oh,
geez. You must make an appointment. So that's, I always feel bad when I have to send somebody to Social Security because, chances are they're going to make a phone appointment. They're going to call. They're going to finally get somebody on the line. They're not going to solve their problem. They're going to make a phone appointment. Or if they have to bring in paperwork, then they're going to make an in-person appointment. And it's a long, drawn-out process sometimes. And there isn't enough Social Security people working right now.
That's going to have to change, isn't it?
And that will change.
We have talked about this, and Kathy has been talking about this for eons and a week, ever since the pandemic, now 5 years, almost five years started, and people are still working at home, and then they're short staffed as it is. This can't happen. I mean,
no.
people are just getting caught off, way off, and to go make that appointment, it's going to be like an act of Congress for these people.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. They're going to have to. I always tell people, if you got to call Social Security, try and call between 4 and 7 because they're supposed to be taking calls between 9 and 7 during the day.
Right.
But most people don't realize that they will take calls up to 7. So there's the amount of calls that come in from 4 to 7 are less. So there you have a better chance of getting somebody to answer.
When I went through that rigmarole with mine and I'd make that call and I'd do that 4 to 7 deal. You know, and then you get, okay, blah, 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 hold on for the next available thing. And all of a sudden you hear, they nailed you. They dropped you. And I'm going, oh, God.
Then happens a lot.
And this should not happen. And the simple fact is a lot of these calls, a lot of them are going to people that are doing it from home. So you got screaming kids, barking dogs, and it's pure chaos where you're calling to. Okay,
yeah.
So this is not good.
No, I mean, and then they won't solve your problem when you finally get a hold of them.
Of course not.
They'll make a phone appointment because they have to make sure that they have silence on their end so they can go ahead and solve your problem in that designated time.
But if you're in a predicament or if you need some answers, and again, if you're coming up on 65 and you're not going to collect Social, but you have to have Medicare, whatever the case may be, Kathy will be able to at least help you out to give you in the right direction. What you need to do. Stories about these people, like this couple.
Information
here,
is powerful. Just make sure that, you know, I had a gentleman in the office. He's not going to turn 65 for another year, but he wanted to make sure that he had his ducks in a row. And I admire that.
Very cool.
Because he's not going to be blindsided. He understands what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, what he needs to do way ahead of time.
Well,
don't depend on Social Security to inform you. They will not.
And let me tell you, if I didn't do this program with Kathy, I would have been about dumb as a box of rocks. Still am, but that's beside the point. But I know what I had to do. And that's why she says 3 to 4 months in advance, at least, because you could have a few glitches. And I did have those glitches. But guess what? It was all clear. It's ready to go when it had to be. So that's why the 3 to 4 months ahead of the date makes it easier in case there are some roadblocks. And it's awesome when you get it all squared away, taken care of, and T's crossed, I's dotted. It makes it so much easier. The transition then goes smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like with my Social Security. Took a little bit of time because somebody there was obviously sleeping when we started this thing in October. Then we had to redo it again in December.
Yeah.
And then do it again in January. And so.
Yeah, of all people, I mean.
Kathy's going, you know, you got that black cloud hanging over you. it happens, you know, for not just the Medicare, even the Social Security thing gets booted. But that's still
another story. But everything worked out on time and everything was
well, fine. Exactly. So that's how that works. But that's why you need to talk to somebody that knows what they're talking about. And if you're not sure about certain plans, Kathy is an independent agent, which means she can go and shop around at other outfits to see what's going to be best for you. Again, if you're going to be collecting Social 3 to 4 months in advance, Medicare, etc., not necessarily Social, but Medicare, at least they have to have it at 65. Less than 20 employees, you have to go on Medicare. That's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So
yeah.
Be informed.
Do not, if you're over 65, do not go on COBRA without taking Medicare. You have to take Medicare because COBRA is not credible by Medicare standards. It's not that it's not the same plan you were on before. That is the same plan you were on before. It's just that the cost of it consumes more than the percentage allowed of your gross income.
Oh, is that what that is for?
Yeah.
Is that why?
That's why.
Oh, okay. So the same plan that they were on before is going to cost more on the COBRA.
Going to cost more because you're paying both the employer side and you're also paying your side.
Gotcha. Well, see.
So even though this, you know, the company was paying it, they considered what company was paying as part of their income.
Right.
So.
Gotcha. See, that's why if you need some answers, Kathy has them. And you need to make a call if you want to find out what is going on. It's 727-735-2337. Let's put it this way. No question is stupid. Because, you know, a lot of people think, oh, maybe I'll be all right. No, maybe that's a dumb question. No, it doesn't make sense. Oh, blah, blah. Ask it.
It's funny. There's a relatively new agent, and he's really cool. He's really good. But he says, I really have a dumb question. I said, there's no such thing. So he will call me, you know, mm-hmm. two or three times a week to ask a question about this, that, or the other thing. And he always starts out with, I have really a dumb, you might think is a dumb question. I said, no question is dumb. Because I'd rather you ask and get the right information than make a mistake with somebody.
Yeah, because boy, well, that's how you get to be good at what you do, because information at times is just very priceless when mm-hmm. it comes to this, especially this.
Arm yourself with information before you turn 65, because even though you plan on continuing working, make sure that you don't have to take your Part B. If you don't, I'm going to tell you, and there's many, many people I say, you can stay right where you are, doing exactly what you're doing, but when you leave this employer, then that's when it triggers. The clock starts ticking. You have to go to Part B. And when you do, you're going to need a letter of credible coverage from your employer. That letter tells Social Security that you have continued to work, you have credible coverage up until from the time you turn 65 up until this date that you're leaving. That clears the books on any penalty you might have.
I was going to ask you how that does transpire for that. So if someone's going to be leaving the employee and they're already past 65, how much time should you have at least to get through to Medicare? A couple months?
You should do it before you leave.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
I mean,
a couple months before you leave.
Say, okay, I'm going to be out, let's say, April 30th.
Right.
Okay.
Now would be a good time to do it.
Okay. See, yeah. That, just like you do when you want to sign up for Medicare and all that for your 65th birthday.
Yeah, if your retirement date is such and such a time, a couple months before, make sure you line everything up. You have your letter of credible coverage from your employer, your application for Part B, and you want it effective on, let's say you're leaving your employer on April 1st.
Okay.
But they're going to continue your coverage until the end of April. Okay, then you want it May 1st. You want your Part B to start May 1st.
Wow.
No worries. Everything's going to flow and you're not going to have any problems.
So more than likely with the, they'll retire and take their Social Security and Medicare at the same crack.
Sometimes they'll delay their Social Security. There's a lot of reasons why people delay their Social Security.
Okay.
Some are good, legitimate reasons. Some are not. One of the good, legitimate reasons that I have heard is that older gentleman, younger wife.
Yeah.
Makes
sense.
Yeah. He wanted to maximize his Social Security that should he predecease her, she has a bigger check to live on.
Depending on how much younger she has to wait to a certain period of time, too, as well.
Well, I mean, the widow benefits can start earlier. I mean, if that happens.
Oh,
but that's another whole ball of wax, but that's something you do want to, you know, talk about. So in this particular case, I agreed with them that waiting made sense. Well, when it doesn't make sense is when, you know, you're 60, your full retirement age, and you have a multitude of health issues. It doesn't make sense to delay it. Nobody knows how long we're going to live.
Right. Take it while you can.
Yeah.
Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. Please call 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceServices.com is the website. Check that out as well. If you need to make an appointment to see her, you can see her at our office, 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard. It's in the Forest Oaks Plaza right there at 19 in Forest Oaks, down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. You can't miss it. Make that appointment, though, and see what Kathy can do for you if you need to make some changes. 727-735-2337. Kathy, we'll do this again in two.
You too, JR. Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.